Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Right, Ask Dave today is very important, I feel, and I'm glad to have Maria here, and I'll tell you why in a second, Maria, but Emer's also here too. I got a message in.
Not glad to have me here?
No, very good, but there's a specific
reason. Burn, Emer. Oh, you found that.
Oh, no.
I'm glad you're here, Emer.
Thanks, Maria. The person who sent in the question says, thanks in advance and please don't read my name out. I won't. Hi, Dave. Hope you and the team are well. Well, they were until I insulted Emer, but they're all fine. I listen to you every day. I'm wondering, is there a specific type of mirror that is more accurate than others? I don't know about you, but some mirrors make me look great. Others, not so much. For instance, I have a mirror at home in my bedroom and it makes me look slim-ish. But when I see photographs of myself, I look like a whale. Does the camera add pounds or is that a myth? Should I go by the mirror or the photo? Says the anonymous listener. Well, anonymous listener, thank you for your amazing question. Fear not, I will not out your identity. But as soon as I saw this, Emer, so why I'm saying I needed Maria here, is because it reminded me of Maria's ex-housemate and the incredible song that your ex-housemate used to sing. Tell everybody the story. So, and you don't have to out that person if you don't want to, but I think you already have a few times.
I think I probably have, yeah. I haven't seen him in years, so... I mean, it'd be great to hear from him if he's offended. But myself and my younger brother moved out of home at the same time.
Yeah.
We were very close, are very close. And we lived in a house in the mountains with my friend and his friend. It was a four-bedroom house.
Sorry, right? I should say, this is Dublin Mountains. It's like pretty close. Like you made it sound like you went and lived in
the drive. If you did the drive every day, you'd feel like you were in the Alps.
Fair enough.
And when it snowed.
Yes, you were snowed in and all that, yeah.
I remember one time, my brother's friend, let's call him Joseph.
Joseph, right? Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm.
Joseph was the last to leave the house
in the usual scenario.
Usually. So it would be me, then my brother, then my friend, then my brother's friend, Joseph. And I didn't go to work one day for whatever reason. But he didn't know
that you were still,
that I was still in the house.
Yeah.
And so I could hear him downstairs pottering around getting ready for work. And we had this long, skinny kind of mirror in the hallway just before you go out the door. And I heard him sing to himself, skinny, skinny mirror makes me feel so good. And then he left. And
yes.
I honestly must have laughed for about 4 hours. And then I told my friend that we lived with. And it just so happened that her uncle was working in Joseph's job.
Yeah.
For that week. And so she told her uncle. And when Joseph was in work, the uncle then kind of passed his desk singing, skinny mirror makes me feel so good. And he didn't know what was going on.
But the question, I suppose, is,
so
as amazing as the story, that is amazing as sound is, was Joseph right? Is there such a thing as a skinny mirror? Yes. Yes, there is.
Yes,
okay. So there are so many factors that can influence a mirror. Usually the first is lighting. So if you've ever been to one of those kind of big gyms, they'll have like, who cares lighting in the middle where all the weights and whatever are. But over at the mirrored bits, usually the mirrored walls, they have nice soft lighting. And the reason is that like soft lighting can smooth your features, it can highlight your muscles and give shadows along your body for definition and things. So that's why you will always feel like you look good in the gym, you've just got a pump or done in a class or whatever, and you want to go back to the good mirror in the gym.
Okay.
It draws you back. Whereas harsher lighting accentuates even the tiniest flaws, and those kind of sharper shadows can distort, you know, your proportions or even how you kind of see yourself.
Yeah.
Another thing to consider is the actual shape of the mirrored glass, okay? So what you had, Maria, in your house up in the mountains was a concaved mirror. So it made you look skinny. If you think about the House of Mirrors in a fun fair, right? And they can make you, obviously, walk in there, they're hilarious. They can make you look, you know, 17 feet tall or 2 feet tall, and they can make you look 50 feet wide or whatever. That's just the shape of the mirror. So if you have a concave mirror, which is basically going in at the sides, it is skinnyifying the subject in the middle.
Yeah.
Whereas if you accidentally have a convex mirror, which is going out on the
goes
sides,
out.
It's accidentally widening the center of the thing. Now, it's not like the ones in the things which are comically going in.
Yeah, but even
if yours is slightly one way or the other, then you have that kind of not undistorted view in that mirror. So you might always walk in your bathroom and go, God, the lighting in here must be terrible. I always look really gross in here or something, whatever. And it's like, no, it could just be the mirror.
Yeah.
You just don't know what shape it is. And the angle that it's actually hung at can also affect it. So a lot of mirrors in clothes shops where they want you to think that you look great in the clothes will be angled away from the wall at the top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By taking a selfie.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason for that is it elongates your body, and a mirror angle from the bottom would have the opposite effect. It would like squash your body down and make you look dumpy.
But again, it's like if you open the camera on your phone and it's on selfie mode.
Well, actually, that's the next thing.
It's like a slug face.
I wanted to talk to you about, right? Is we now live in a world that's very different than the world that certainly I even grew up in. But I mean, even the ladies here who are in their very late 20s and early 30s.
children.
Nice.
Yeah, practically babes, these lot. But in reality, like, you didn't look at yourself in photos that often, okay? So when you look in a mirror, you see the reversed image of yourself. Okay, so when you guys are looking at me right now, that's the image that you see of me. Whereas when I look in the mirror, I see a reversed version of that. That's what mirrors do. Mm-hmm. And I don't see myself the way you guys are looking at me right now, the way you see me every day. So you're really familiar with the reversed version of yourself, and you're not familiar with the unflipped version looking from your eyes onto me. So when you see a photo, it's like, I don't even recognize myself. I don't look like that, because you don't see yourself. Now, nowadays, as you said, when you open up your selfie camera, you see yourself way more because you're carrying a camera in your... Think about it. Years ago, as a kid, certainly, the camera came out of family functions and it would take a group photo of me.
Yeah.
Maybe you went on your holidays to Spain and you might take 6 photos while you're there, but you'll be jumping into a pool. Like, it wasn't a thing that we all carried around cameras and took particularly selfies, or even just close-up photos of you and your friend and posted 40 of them to Facebook after a night out or put them on your... That just wasn't a thing. So when you walk up to a mirror, you will instinctively go for your best side or your best angle or... And it's not that you're vain or it's just when you walk up to the mirror that you're so familiar with, you know instinctively where your good angles are. Mm-hmm. Whereas someone snaps a picture of you, you're not thinking about, oh, hang on, unless you're one of those people, and some people are, who go, hang on a second, I can only look this way and only look over my shoulder or whatever. And that's fine. Like, you know, you need to do that. But it is amazing that we're so familiar with the reverse image of ourselves that actually nobody sees except us.
I kind of hate that.
Yeah, it is odd. It is odd.
Like, the only person who really does know what they look like in real life is yourself.
Is yourself.
Deep.
Yeah, it is deep. But anyway, I think we should all sing it one more time just to make ourselves and the anonymous listener and Joseph feel good. Ready?
Skinny mirror makes me feel so good.
Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast.